I'd like to call this teleconference meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry to order on March 26th at noon. And can we do roll call, Ms. Hollins?
Dr. Kasagis?
Present.
Dr. Jones?
Here.
Dr. Moffitt?
Present.
Dr. Mastordis?
Here.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Mr. Evanoff is noted absent. Mona Baskin hasn't signed in yet. Margaret Whalen?
Present.
Paula Hollins is here.
Thank you very much. Under President's report, the one that's listed is April 10th. Obviously, there will be a telephonic meeting also due to the meeting laws as they are right now. I'd also like to thank Margaret for working with me this week. We've been working on letters all week, and every day it changes. And so we finally came up with something, and then we said we're going to get the whole board involved if we're going to send it out. But she's been diligently changing things as the week has gone by, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Dr. Kasagis.
So, item D, review, discussion, and possible action on board memo. Okay, I heard someone.
Ms. Baskin, is that
good
you?
Good afternoon. This is Mona Baskin. Yes, it is. I was having a little difficulty.
Okay. It's only 12:02. We haven't even gotten to item D yet, which is what we're going to right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Review, discussion, and possible action on board memo to Arizona licensees and executive orders regarding COVID-19 issues and the practice of the professional optometry during this time. And basically, there were two attachments that came to you yesterday. One was the memo to licensees. And obviously, then we had to change it a little bit more because then executive orders came out yesterday with the governor's press conference. And so whether we add any more to it today from that, we can decide as we talk. But I guess the first thing we can do is go to that memo and see if they're now. Mona, you have looked at this, correct? Maybe.
I think we might have
lost. Hello, Dr. Kasagis, members of the board. I had a little technical difficulties. I got cut off. So I am back. This is Mona Baskin.
Did everyone else hear me as I was talking?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that, because I didn't hear anything, and I said, maybe I went off. So Mona, the question I have, I went into the memo to licensed optometrists, and you have had a chance to review this, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And quote-unquote, everything in it is, okay.
I have reviewed it, Dr. Kasagis, members of the board. The only other thing that it's a technical style thing, is whether or not you would wish to issue this on behalf of the board in a letter form or memorandum form, and that would require a word selection in the first paragraph, second line, it's letter, hashtag, memorandum, so whichever way you choose to do it.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now, did anyone in reading this have any questions, comments, additions, subtractions? We've been doing it all week, so we won't feel bad if there's more. We tried to get things in there to let people know that it's not the board's responsibility to tell them to close their office. Even the governor yesterday said we are an essential service and that a county, city, or town can't close us down. But he didn't say that because then I started getting emails and calls from people saying, well, that means we have to be open. The governor said we have to be open. I said, no, he didn't. He said you could be open if you wanted to and no one can shut you down other than the state or the federal government. So we just wanted to let them know that it wasn't us sitting on our hands as to not saying anything. It's just that's not something that we are, bound to do. But all the other instructions we've been given from the CDC or anyone else or the state, we think optometrists should follow. Just in the what I'm getting on my voicemail at the office, and because we are closed, I'm probably going to hopefully come back next week just for all the problems that I've dealt with this week for essential services. But just a lot of people weren't being contacted or didn't know how to contact their optometrist. They weren't leaving contact information. And so that's why we added that part about if you close your office, make sure you give them a way to get in touch with you. Get back to them if you can. You know, don't leave them stranded because obviously they need prescriptions, whether it be for spectacles, contacts, even more so pharmaceuticals. So that's where that came from. But any questions, comments on it?
I have, I'll offer my opinion just having had read it. This is Dr. Moffitt, by the way. So my office is also closed, and I had read the AOA guidelines earlier in the week and the CDC recommendations, and it said essentially, as I'm sure everybody knows, you know, just to triage patients, to have care offered to triage patients, but routine eye care should essentially shut down. So my impression looking at this, in the third paragraph where it says the decision to remain open for business during this time is up to the practitioner, which I think is accurate and truthful, I probably would just eliminate that sentence and then start with there have been some guidelines provided by. And my only reason for making that comment is that in some ways it almost seems that the board is saying you could stay open or you could stay closed. So, but I think the second paragraph makes it clear that we don't advise or mandate closures or anything like that. So really the recommendations are the guidelines coming from the AOA and the CDC. So that's just all I would offer. I would eliminate that one sentence, and then I think it's a clean letter.
Which sentence is that?
The sentence that says, so it's the start of the third paragraph, and it says the decision to remain open for business during this time is up to you, the practitioner, which I would just eliminate because I almost think it suggests maybe we're saying you could just stay open, whereas what we're really saying is we don't advise or take a position on this.
Right, right.
Those are just my thoughts.
I think that's a great thought. But I think that came about, that was one of the first things we put in, Margaret. That was because so many people were basically calling Margaret or texting me and asking me, do we have to stay open? Can we close? Can we do, like, well, it's up to you. So, but I don't have a problem taking it out.
We could fill out, you know, where it says in that same paragraph, there have been some guidelines provided by both the AOA and the CDC. We could state in there that the AOA has suggested all routine eye care be discontinued for the time being. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we could, if we wanted to supplement that, I think you could, but those are my thoughts.
Okay. I don't have a problem taking the first sentence out of there. And it says the board encourages you to review said guidelines and make a determination as to what you wish to do regarding your practice. We could say, by the way, both of them say routine eye care isn't an essential service, but then we're basically telling them what it says. I don't have a problem just taking that first sentence out and leaving it as is. Any other comments about that? Okay.
What does Mona think?
Hello, members of the board. Dr. Christakis, that is certainly within your discretion to take out that sentence. And then, but to just quote part of what the AOA says and the CDC, I think it's probably better to just encourage them to review it in the entirety because those are both really dense positions that they're both saying, and I understand that they're consistent. But you, again, as Dr. Moffitt correctly pointed out, we don't want to mislead anybody or put anything in there. So a partial quote, I think, you know, just removing that sentence and telling them where to go, I think that is, that's fine.
That's great.
I think it's clear.
Okay. Anything else you think needs to be in there? I guess now we could add, do we need to add something? Well, there is something, that's March 12th. Is there anything in here that you added, Margaret, yesterday after the press conference and the executive orders and things like that? I mean, obviously the big thing to come out of that was telemedicine, and we are able to do telemedicine. The other thing that they do talk about price gouging and in doing other things that wouldn't be prudent, but that would come under other things. But the thing that got me was that we are, do we want to say something about an essential service where he said it's necessary to ensure that essential services continue to be provided and are available to the population to ensure health, safety, and welfare. Do we even want to get into that? Because it is, does say eye care centers, including those that sell glasses and contact lenses. That's the health care and public health operations. Do we want to do what we did with the CDC and the AOA and say there's also the directives that came from the governor's office yesterday alluding to, I mean, I don't know how to, again, we don't want to give an opinion, but do we want to steer them to that document so they can read it and make their own judgments on essential functions?
Dr. Chrysagas, members of the board, this is Margaret Whalen. The third paragraph from the bottom of the document is a paragraph that I added after the teleconference yesterday. I think, Dr. Chrysagas, it probably addresses it in the best way possible. We don't want to be too specific, like you said, as to give an opinion or advice, but it does direct...
Oh, and is that link at the bottom? Is that link at the bottom for the executive orders? Is that what came out yesterday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
Well, that's all
fine.
The orders.
So... I just saw the March 12th.
I just
saw the March 12th and didn't... Okay.
I was just going back to the initial declaration of the state of emergency, just to kind of give it a timeline. But the rest of the paragraph actually is about the conference yesterday and where the governor's kind of at. And it just leaves it open for people who, you know, feel like they want the information. They can go look at it and they can certainly ask questions of me after that. But I didn't want to give any kind of bias or direction, I guess, that was more specific.
No, I think it's good.
Okay.
That's good.
So, you know, that's kind of how we usually do it, so that we don't pigeonhole ourselves or anybody else.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Then if no one else has anything to add or anything to say about it, I would almost say I would accept a motion to send out this. Are we going to call it? We have to make that determination, too. Is it going to be a letter or a memorandum? So we can change that. And then,
can I ask a question? I'm sorry. Why does it matter whether it's a letter or a memorandum? What does that imply?
Hello, this is Mona Baskin. It doesn't. It just I'm just going to tell you that other boards are sending out letters. You can do a memorandum either way. But Margaret and I, when we initially spoke about this. Is we spoke about how we did need to have the board meeting and we did need it to come from the board and approved by the board. So either way, it's a style thing. They're a functional equivalent. I don't see any difference.
Oh, so it's not like a letter or a memorandum is more official. All the board members voted on it. And a letter was
No. No, but the portion that, you know, some of the input that I did give was the first little paragraph in there that says that you did hold a special meeting, you did discuss this, and you are issuing either, and I wanted it to be either a letter or a memorandum. So that is just to provide them kind of the context of it, is that the board is aware, is apprised, and is sensitive to providing information as they should regarding emerging issues within the state. So that was my only, it's a style thing. Either way you'd want to go, it's fine. It was, so it would be from the president of the board and the Arizona State Board of Optometry. So it would be from you and the entire board.
Okay. That being said, if there's no legal reason or, let's say, stylistic reason, memorandum sounds more official to me than letter. But
you're fine.
That's just me. Do we need a vote on that or on that one particular thing, or does anyone have a problem with it saying memorandum?
No problem for me.
Okay. I would accept a motion to accept this memorandum as written outside of the first sentence of the third paragraph, and that we send that out to all licensees.
I second.
I was going to say, I'm asking for a motion, so...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I try not to run the meetings where I make the motion.
Yeah.
So I'll accept the motion, so if you...
Okay, so this is Dr. Moffitt. I make a motion to accept this letter of, this memorandum, with the exception of the first sentence of the third paragraph, written as is.
Is there a second?
Second. This is Dr. Jones.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on this motion? Or should I say any more discussion? Okay. Hearing none, we'll do a roll call vote. Dr. Jones?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Mastoris?
Aye.
Dr. Hunter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. It is unanimous. So, Margaret, you can continue the process of sending this out to the licensees and hopefully reduce the number of phone calls you and I and maybe all of us are getting.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now this would be a time for a call to the public. I'll call again. Okay, I hear no call to the public. I'll accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I think I heard Dr. Moffitt first.
Okay. Now you can second it, Dr. Jones.
Okay, second.
Okay. And we don't have to discuss that, but I'll have to do a roll call meeting on adjourning the meeting. Dr. Jones?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Mastoris?
Aye.
Dr. Hunter?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. So let the minutes show that the meeting was adjourned at 12:17. Thank you for your time. If not before, I'll talk to you on the 10th of April.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.